And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Good evening to you, James.
How are you?
I'm all right. There's a big debate going on in AFL circles about whether they should have introduced this bye that happens this weekend. There's no AFL played at all. The final series starts the following week. And so that what they've got is they've decided after last year, when it was apparent that teams were resting players, that they wouldn't have that happen again. They'd have a bye. I think it's a crazy thing. You lose all momentum. The NRL's got the eyes and ears of all footy fans around the country this weekend to themselves. But it's created another issue in that the following week, because there's two Sydney teams in the AFL finals, venue issues have arisen, haven't they?
Huge. Massive. And keep in mind, the NRL is up in the air to the point where 7 of the 8 games, as we said last night, will determine the final makeup of the top 8. But there's a chance for the following week that there could be finals in Melbourne, Sydney, Canberra, North Queensland and Brisbane. I mean, there's a stack of cities that could host games.
Mm-hmm.
The issue for the NRL now is that for Saturday, September 10, which is what the AFL jumped the gun and booked in ANZ Stadium for the Sydney Derby, the first ever Sydney Derby between the Sydney Swans and the GWS Giants, 1v4 in the final. So that's locked away, and that means the NRL can't use ANZ Stadium on September 10th.
Which is a Saturday.
Yes, correct. On that same day, Suncorp Stadium is booked out because the Wallabies play the Springboks.
Mm.
Now, if we have a situation where Cronulla and Canterbury, say, both get finals games, the NRL will look at playing a double header at Allianz Stadium, which would be the remaining venue because ANZ would be unavailable, on Saturday, September 10, back-to-back games, where if you bought a ticket or you were
a member,
you'd get access to both.
Why wouldn't you just play the other Sydney final the next day on the Sunday at ANZ?
Well, it would depend. Look, everything's up in the air. But
wouldn't that be a reasonable thing to do, given that there's no AFL on the Sunday at all?
Yeah, but I don't mind the doubleheader, though. They did it in 2013 with two finals back-to-back. I think it was the Roosters and Manly.
I think it's ridiculous.
Cronulla in North Queensland, and they got 33,000 there.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the passion of the finals, you don't want to buy I mean, if you are invested in the team playing, you don't give a rat's about the other two teams that are going to play after you or before you.
Mm.
Do you?
Well,
I mean, you don't support anyone. You're just a floater. You hang around and you jump on board whatever team looks like winning. But for people who actually follow a real team, I would have thought it would take the passion out of it.
Depends where we finish up and who gets what spot on the ladder. But it is a real possibility that if there are two Sydney finals, they could be played back-to-back. But, you know, that all depends on where the Sharks finish. And keep in mind, if the Sharks lose to Melbourne and Canberra beat the West Tigers, and the Sharks will finish third, and then Canberra will host a final. So that takes one of them away. And I'll tell you what, Canterbury fans and the Canterbury Bulldogs would be blowing up if they don't get an ANZ Stadium final. That's their home ground. They wouldn't want to play somewhere like Allianz where they lose that home ground advantage.
It all seems very messy, and I guess it'll sort itself out after the results from this weekend. Now, tell me about this investigation into Lachie Whitfield. He plays for the Giants. He was the number one draft pick 2 years ago, and there is a drug issue hanging over his head.
Yeah, the timing of this being leaked, this came out last night. It isn't ideal because the Sydney Derby was launched today. And this is obviously, as we just said, to be played on September 10 at ANZ Stadium. The Giants CEO, Dave Matthews, addressed the issue today. Basically, it was alleged in May last year. So that's how far back we're talking, that the Giants star player, Lachie Whitfield, stayed at the home of welfare manager Craig Lambert in order to avoid an illicit drug test. The Giants found out. They informed the AFL, who launched their own investigation, which I understand was a short time ago completed. And the AFL forwarded a brief summary of their investigation to ASADA, which is practice. And the Giants also commissioned an independent investigation, which last year, that was concluded last year, found there was no significant basis to support the allegations at all. They've since re-signed Whitfield for another 2 seasons. He's a very talented young player. But the Giants CEO, Dave Matthews, was confident today that they were working on a tip-off from the public. They investigated it as they should, and their investigation found there was nothing to report on.
You wonder how Whitfield knew the drug testers were coming to his house anyway.
Well, the key point there, and that's what I thought when I read these stories today, but as I understand it, there were no scheduled drug tests. So there was never an allegation of him avoiding a scheduled test. The allegation was that he may have stayed somewhere different in fear of being tested. But as I said, the Giants investigated that and they couldn't find any substance.
It's pretty rough, isn't it? You play competitive sport in Australia where there is drug testing. If you decide to have a sleepover at James Willis's place, you're suddenly guilty of trying to avoid something. What happens if you just had a big night on the Terps and didn't want to drive home?
Yeah, correct. And keep in mind, the AFL has a three-strike, or did last season have a three-strike policy in place where you remain anonymous until your third strike. The other interesting point on this, you've got to remember, a lot of these kids are from Melbourne playing for the Giants, and the welfare manager, Craig Lambert, from what I understand, it wasn't uncommon when he was at the club for players to stay at his place because they were homesick and he used to look after them. So, I think there's been a lot of hot air around this story, and I think they've all been pretty hard done by, because as I said, from the investigations that took place, there was no substance to the claim.
Yeah, sounds like a bit of a blow-up. Thank you, James Willis. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Steve. Anytime.